Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quest. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. The Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, a worldwide spiritual community. Within our community, we experience the teachings of the Ascended Masters and the divine and solar sciences of the Spirit that they reveal to humanity right now today. And you can learn keys through the Heart Center to transform your life. My question for you as a listener today is, what is a spiritual master? How does it feel to be in the presence of a great soul and spirit? And what can we learn from any master that will help us on our spiritual path? My guest today is Penelope Vernet, who is the English translator of the works of the great spiritual master, Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, who lived from 1900 to 1986. He was a native of Bulgaria, and he taught from 1937 to almost 1986, almost 50 years. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you, David.
And I hope you don't mind me calling you Penny, because I've met you and I love you and you're just a wonderful person. So give us some of your background as a translator for this great mystic and teacher, Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff.
Okay. I found the teaching I always say the teaching found me finally after I'd looked for years and years for a path for myself. It found me at the end of a five-year stay in France. So I came back to the States and was reading the books, picked up some books I wanted to read in French in his own words. But then I decided, no, I wanted to buy a few in English so I could share them with some of my friends. And at one moment, I remember standing out of my deck thinking, there must be something I can do for this. Oh, I went to Canada, the center in Canada, when I came back to the States from France. And so anyway, I asked who was translating the books in English, and they said, it's this woman who's right there, Violet Neville. So she was living in Canada. So anyway, I'm wondering myself out on my deck what I can, if there's something I can do with these books. Should I try to sell them here, or what can I do? The next day, I have a call, and it's Violet Neville herself asking me if I would consider editing her translations. So that was the beginning of my involvement with the books. She was a master translator. She's no longer with us. And as she moved into retirement, after doing most of the books, many, many, many books, I began to do some translations and some editing of other people's translations. And to be accurate, I am not the translator. I am just one of several translators. There are some people in England, particularly, a few women in England who are doing translations. And so we have been a team. So it's just been a great privilege, and I've also, so I have edited, or translated or edited some of the Daily Meditations and some of the Isvor books, the pocketbooks, and also some of the works of Louise Marie Frenette, who wrote the beautiful biography of the master.
Wonderful. So he passed on in 86. You found the teachings in 91, 5 years after he passed. And then you came back to the United States, and you live in New Hampshire, I believe. And so you've been helping out ever since, and the way that your skill sets allow with truth. So tell us more. Who was this great spiritual master, Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff?
Well, an absolutely extraordinary man who came to this incarnation with a very special destiny and mission, and that was to bring us into further into the age of Aquarius and into a solar civilization. He grew up extremely poor in Bulgaria, but from a very young age was interested in the spiritual life and nature, and as soon as he was old enough began to study and think and meditate and pray, and then finally an experiment, all kinds of experimentation with breathing and the light and colors and all kinds of things, and then and already was developing himself really in extraordinary ways, and then finally found his master Peter Donoff at the age of 17, and that was a great moment in his life, and launched him on further development with somebody who was really able to guide him. And then eventually in 1937, when he was 37, Peter Donoff sent him to France to take the teaching westward. And so that is where he taught until he died. He established a school in the south of France called the Bon Sein, which is very much there and open many months out of the year. And so people come from all over the world to work together and to live his teaching together in community.
Wonderful. So the master Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff, his original name was Mikhail Ivanhoff. He was born in Bulgaria. And it's interesting that he had this other name added to him, Omram, you know, signifying, I guess, Om, and then Ram is one of the Hindu deities. So that was kind of an interesting story. How did he get this name, Omram?
Well, he went to India. He spent a year in India, and I can't tell you exactly when. I can't remember if he was 60 or I think he went to India twice, but at one point he spent a year and was received by the great Babaji, and I believe it was he who told Brother Ivanhoff, as he was called, in spite of his disciples wanting to call him a master, he refused that and said no, he was their brother. But then in India, he learned who he really was and who he had been in former incarnations. And he was given that name. And I believe Om is the creative and Ram is the destructive, the disintegrative. So mm-hmm. he was here to do both of those.
Right. And you mentioned he studied under the master Peter Donoff, or Buenza Duono, who himself, I think, passed on in 1944. And it's interesting that he sent him to France in 37, right before World War II really got going, because at that point during the war, Bulgaria was really taken over and had less freedom of expression and religion. So it was really kind of a cosmic move on behalf of this brotherhood of the spirit that I believe Peter Donoff coined the term the Great White Brotherhood, or the Universal White Brotherhood. And at one point, I think he had over 40,000 disciples. So do you consider that brother Mikhail Ivanhov, later known as Omram, was really kind of his primary and upstanding disciple?
Well, I think so. I do. I think he very much guided and worked with, I mean, he worked with all of his followers, of course. He sent Ivanov to France to develop the fraternity in the West, which was a tremendous mission. And Ivanov, I think, took Peter Dunov's teaching. Of course, the principles are all the same, but took it and developed it further.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So while we're listening to Penelope Vernet, and this is Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, we're back in just a moment.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
So welcome back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, interviewing Penelope or Penny Vernet, who lives in New Hampshire and is and has been a translator into English from French of the great teachings of the master Omram Mikhail Ivanhov, an amazing individual who lived in the 20th century and gave over 5,000 lectures or discourses which have been transcribed and then translated into many languages. So tell us a little bit more about your experience as you've translated and the feeling of the teaching as it permeates your being and what it has really done for you in your life to raise consciousness, to help you feel fulfilled on your spiritual journey. And what can you say that our listeners would benefit from by in reading these great works?
Oh, what a question, David. You know, right away when I found the first book was put in my hands like as if by magic. It was Christmas and Easter in the Initiatic tradition. And I had always felt that I'd missed Christmas. I was raised in the Episcopal Church, but as an adolescent then I drifted off. It didn't I didn't understand what it had to do with my life. So the minute I found that book and that teaching, I knew it was my path. And it was, I think my husband can verify, I just settled down in myself. I think I was a restless soul before that. And what I have loved about that teaching is it is vast and profound. It's huge, but it's coherent. It's all of a piece. It's all connected. And it is for this time. Ivanov lectured about Buddha and Krishna and Moses and many other great beings of the past. But his teaching, as he says, was for this time, for humanity as it is now. And that's another, he said, he doesn't compare himself with Buddha or Jesus, but he talks about those messengers having come in a particular time, in a particular place, when humanity was in a particular point in its evolution. And we are now at a different point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found his teaching so, he knew how exactly where humanity is.
Yeah.
And addressed his teaching to it. And not only do we have all the great metaphysical ideas and ideals, but we have detailed methods for daily life, as you know, from the daily meditations and his books, David.
Mm-hmm.
And that is another thing. We're both inspired by these great ideas, but also instructed, I mean, from amazing detail, from how to take your first step in the morning out of bed to, you know, how to eat, how to think about raising your children. These aren't formulas, but they're just wonderful.
So they're very, yeah, very, very practical, Master. In other words, it wasn't just some esoteric teaching that was very intellectual. He really brought it down home into people's everyday life and gave them the practical measures and steps that they could use to make progress within their own lives on a daily basis.
Exactly.
So earlier you mentioned solar civilization, and I remember seeing this one book in the series, and there's like, I don't know, there's almost 50 of these small little pocket books, the Isvor collection, and they're fantastic. They're different colors, and one of them was on the solar civilization, and that term just really struck me because I had been searching for the same concept from a youth, toward a solar civilization. Tell us about that and maybe a few other of what you consider to be the primary important teachings that kind of set Omran Mikhail Ivanov apart from, or maybe above, if we could say that, other spiritual teachings of this teachers of this age.
Well, I think when we talk about his teaching, we naturally go right to the subject of the light, because this is a central element in his teaching. The light being, as he says, the quintessence of creation. He talks about Genesis and the Creator emanating light, which then in turn created the material worlds. And these material worlds being nothing other than condensations or crystallizations of this created light. Getting to the solar, our sun receives that light, transforms it, and reflects it in our universe, our solar system. And the sun for us is actually the creator and the governor of all life and all matter here in our solar system. I didn't ever know this, but Ivanov said it actually has engendered the Earth and all the other planets.
Mm-hmm.
And gives its light, warmth, and life endlessly, selflessly, and intelligently, whether or not human beings are conscious of it or not, and it shines on all of us.
The just and the unjust.
Yes, exactly. Saints and criminals, as he said.
Right.
So the great this great aspect of his teaching is what's called Surya Yoga, which is a yoga of the sun. Surya is the Sanskrit word for sun. And in this practice, we establish or attempt to establish a link between ourselves and the sun, between us and this power that governs and gives life to the whole universe. And we work to merge our light with the divine light and to become one with it. And then our greater purpose is to become like suns ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and to emanate light for those around us and for our world in a loving, intelligent, and generous way.
I remember hearing, excuse me, interrupting, reading that Omram said that Surya Yoga or Surya Yoga would actually end up replacing all other yogas because it's inclusive of all of them. And I don't think this was a pompous statement. I think it was an understanding of how important the sun is to our spiritual development, that we are, as sons and daughters of God, really moving and evolving to the state of being truly like sun-like and sun sources ourselves. So it's a real seminal teaching. And one of the things that I think his students did at all the various communities that he helped to establish or that have been founded since his transition was a daily practice of rising early and being there at dawn or at the sunrise. Tell us about this practice and how it has benefited you and how you see it evolving right now on the earth so that we can actually become a solar civilization. How is this important for us?
The prana is the fullest at that first, those first rays. The first rays are the most potent. We go and we sit and are as receptive as possible. We concentrate with love and attention on the sun and understanding it to be a portal of divine light. And he has also referred to it as a manifestation of the Christ. So we meditate together and go away with all of the gifts that come in those rays. Let me read you a quote that I think is beautiful. Spend time linking yourself to the sun's rays. Long for them. Look for them. Love them. Open yourself to them, and then you will begin to find the meaning of creation. Your life will become creative, meaningful, and full of wonders and splendors. Typical, beautiful, and poetic way that he
beautiful.
So
really, a lot of people love to be out in nature, in the sun, in the summer especially. They go to the beach, and they love the rays, and yet they may be a little bit oblivious to the divine spiritual quintessences and these cosmic frequencies that the sun is emitting, which really consists of divine intelligence, love, expressiveness, creativity, beauty, harmony, peace. And so this is really kind of a shift in awareness that people require to look at the sun as a living being and as this creative power and energy center and sun source from which all life does emerge. And then to, as you said, link with it and then allow that linkage to bring us into higher consciousness. So what have you experienced in this dynamic, and what can you share about how it has affected your life?
Beginning that practice of the sunrise and working with the light in general, because he has us stop throughout the day and fill ourselves with light and emanate light and send light to others and even imagine the whole earth. It's one of part of my meditation on the sun is I'm swimming in the light of the sun, breathing it, swallowing it, and then I, with the rays of the sun, project in my imagination onto the earth and wish for humanity to evolve in its consciousness and become truly a beautiful place of peace and harmony and light. So for me personally, the whole, I mean, that being the centerpiece of the teaching, it's given my life a sun or a pole star, so that I can always stop. Well, when I'm not asleep, when I am awake and remembering, I can always think about the ideals that he set forth in his teaching, and thinking, you know, what am I going to do in this day, and how will it relate to the ideals and the methods that he gave us, that I love and that have given meaning to my life.
Wonderful. Well, I have to say, the first time I met you, I instantaneously felt and actually kind of experienced your auric field, which was radiant and holy and sun-like. And I've noticed that with all the disciples of the Master, wherever I've encountered them in Canada and in the United States, they all seem to have this special radiant sun-like glow because of this practice. And I encourage our listeners to check it out, to go to Heart Center Talk Radio, sign up for a free newsletter, and also go to these websites, prosveta.com, I believe. And what's the one in Canada that you are currently translating for?
The Canadian website is newly organized, and I think it's very, very good about the teaching and about life there as the brothers and sisters live it. And that is FBUCanada, all one word, .com.
FBUCanada.com.
Yes, and then the French, really, the home website in France is FBU.org. And that's tremendous, too. That's got a link to Prosveta, which is the publisher of the book.
The publishing arm.
And I think probably links to other groups around the world. And
great. We are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, interviewing Penelope Vernet. We'll be right back.
JC's of Watch Hill is having a special on swimsuits right now with 30 to 50% off all swimsuits. JC's has 25 designer brands, including Tommy Bahama, Ralph Lauren, and SeaWaves. JC's of Watch Hill has all sizes, extra small through 3X. JC's of Watch Hill is also your home for dresses and women's wear. Locally owned by Jean Murano and Sherry Federico. JC's 62 Bay Street, Watch Hill, and the Annex 137 Atlantic Avenue, Musquamaket. You can soak up the sun with JC's of Watch Hill.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Like JC's on Facebook.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and I have the great privilege today to interview a lady that I consider a special heart friend, Penelope Vernet. I'd just like to share with our audience that on August 31st and September 7th, Mayer University, which is an online spiritual university sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, will host a class on heliosophy, the sun wisdom for the golden crystal age, and Ralph Roths, who is an amazing individual from South Africa, will share from his perspective the solar wisdom and truths that are essential for us to understand for this day and age. And this really complements what Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff and Peter Dunoff have shared about how we can focus on the sun. So this is called heliosophy, kind of the study of the sun or the wisdom of the sun for the golden crystal age. So you can register at meruuniversity.org, Meru, M-E-R-U, university.org. So we're back now with Penny, or Penelope Vernet. And Penny, can you just share some interesting stories that the master Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff told about his life, or anything that would bring some, maybe some levity and some deeper understanding of these ancient truths that he brought to the earth?
So the way he related to people was just like an ordinary person, totally down to earth. And I find that, and also one of the great things for me, and I think I couldn't have a master without this, and that was his humor. I mean, I've listened now to hundreds and hundreds of his talks, videos and audios in Canada, and oftentimes, because those are in French, I'm listening in French, I miss the meaning of his jokes. But he was masterful in talking, you know, deeply seriously on profound subjects, just extraordinary, and then bringing this levity, as you say, in with some jokes that were just absolutely hilarious, and nobody laughed louder than himself. Nobody laughed harder than himself at these jokes. In fact, there was one lecture where he just laughed through the whole thing. I don't even know what he was laughing about, the whole thing. So I'm trying to think of any other.
So he was a great story. He was a great Hasya yogi himself. Hasya yogi is laughter yoga, and it's kind of becoming a big deal now. And he was doing it back in France in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, wasn't he?
Yes.
Wow, all those years, almost 50 years teaching, and he did travel around the world. He wasn't just in France. As you mentioned, he traveled to India twice, and I think it was 59 when he went there the first time and had amazing experiences where people would come up to him and they'd be treating him as a master. They'd be treating him as a master. They would ask for his blessing, ask him to come and to homes and help people or heal people. And it was kind of an anomaly for him, because in the West, of course, as you said, he would just like to be called brother. And yet when he got over to India, it's like all these people were saying, oh, great master, you know, help us or do this or do that or come see my master. And it was probably kind of daunting for him to be treated that way. When he came back, the one story that I remember reading that made an impact on his friends and disciples back in France was that he got off the plane and he had grown a beard and looked almost exactly like his master or teacher, Peter Dunov, and they started crying because he looked so much like him. It was like he was a spitting image. And hasn't he explained almost that when you meditate so much on your master, you almost like become the master? So tell us about that.
Yes, and he says the same thing about the sun, about meditating on the sun. By the way, as you know, David, we don't look at the sun. We unless we have dark glasses on. There is sun gazing going on, but he very strongly cautioned us not to do that. So, but anyway, meditating on the sun, loving the sun, putting the sun there as a great being in our life, we are to become like suns. The same thing. I mean, we are to realize the sun in ourselves, our divine light. So what was your question? I'm not sure I answered your question.
Well, I was just explaining how he looked like his master. So
yeah.
I guess You know, I grew a beard recently, but my wife didn't like it, so I had to shave it off. I started looking like him, though, and I said, "When I turn 60, dear, like when he came back from India, when I turn 60, I'm going to have that beard, and there's nothing you can do about it."
Send me a picture, for sure.
Okay. Well, tell us another story.
Let me think. Well, it's more really about the way he was with his disciple, I guess, is what I have in mind more maybe than stories. Many people asked to meet with him, and many people wrote to him, and he wrote back. But he strongly advised people, particularly when they asked. People came to him and asked whether he thought they should marry or not, whether in the stage in their evolution that was a positive thing or not appropriate. And he would certainly give them he always said he was not clairvoyant, but I think he was. He said he felt things. He didn't see things. He felt things. Anyway, he would give them his opinion, but never really requiring in a strong way that they obey him, because he felt people needed to have guidance and they were asking for it, but that sometimes they had to learn things by going a different way. And I love that about him. He was like a father. He really was a very wise and loving father.
He loved children. He loved children, yes. And children loved him, didn't they?
Yes. The pictures of him with holding a baby and holding hands with these children coming down off the rock in France, where they meditate on the sun, are absolutely, absolutely tender and beautiful. Yes, and he said he had all the children he could have ever wanted, you know, and all the wives too. I mean, and all the sons.
So he himself never married, even though a lot of women were after him, and there was a plot, you know, at one point where some women actually lied and said that he had done some things, and he ended up in jail, and he even used that experience in prison to transform lives, because it was very hard for him being in this damp and dark environment with people of lower consciousness. And yet what ended up happening was he through his great patience, he actually helped to transform so many of those prisoners, and they were all benefited by this great being who was just there in the darkest of conditions. I mean, how many other great masters or teachers or world avatars have gone through this experience of being imprisoned? And here he was, and this jewel of a divine being kind of hidden for a while. So that was quite an experience.
Yes, and he said his whole life had been about purity. And he'd known from the time he was a little boy that he wasn't going to marry. He told his mother that. And here he was accused of, you know, impure actions, and also put in this prison that was the foulest possible environment for him. I mean, just unbelievable, unbearable, unimaginable. And yet he said it was there that he laid the foundations for his fraternity.
Wow.
So, you know, the water lily, you know, its feet are down there in the mud. And there it is, blooming up there in the sun.
Wonderful. Well, the Heart Center Movement has a wonderful website, and we have a store, and we sell every English translated book of the Master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. We sell the daily meditation books. And we have this year's, and even I think we may even have a couple left from last year. And they're really, even though they're, you know, previous years, they're still great for the whole year, because you can use them, just get all of them and use them to meditate on. And I have the entire collection of all of his books, and I always receive some truth from them. They're absolutely amazing. So we're going to have to take our final commercial intermission here. And I'm David Christopher Lewis, speaking on Heart Center Talk Radio with Penelope, or Penny Vernay, a wonderful lady who has assisted mankind in her translations of the works of Omran Mikhail Ivanov from French into English. Stay tuned for a final segment. We'll be back in just a moment.
Helia Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Helia Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com. Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio. And by the way, you can tune in to past recordings of these interviews that I have had on Heart Center Talk Radio on our website, heartscentertalkradio.org, hearts, plural, no apostrophe, centertalkradio.org. And we encourage you to go there, sign up for our free monthly newsletter, receive a free ebook that's called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us. And you can receive other timely information about upcoming events and classes, recent messages from the Ascended Masters through me. I've been privileged in this life to, at the age of 48, receive the gift of what I call clairaudience. And it's a very special gift. It's not something that I use for personal glory or ego. It's just a Holy Spirit gift. And so I've been very privileged to receive over 4,000 what I call heart streams, which are discourses or talks sponsored by and overshined by the Ascended Masters, including Omran Mikhail Ivanov and Peter Dunov, who I consider to be two of my current spiritual divine gurus, who are alive in spirit even though they have passed from the screen of this life, from the flesh. And I can assure you, in my communion with these two masters, I have learned so much and have been the beneficiary of their ongoing spiritual teaching. You know, some people say that the Master Omram lives in the sun. And where else would he live but in the sun and radiating light to the entire solar system? He is an amazing being. I encourage you to read his works, which are, you know, he only taught orally. He didn't actually write. Yet we have these amazing individuals who have transcribed and then translated his talks, his discourses, into many, many languages. So check them out. And again, Penny, the website or the websites that have the access to all these teachings, in addition to the Heart Center website, are what now?
All right, the main site in France is FBU, that's F as in Frank, BU, Fraternité Blanche Universelle, .org. And the Canadian site is FBU Canada, all one word, .com. And you might want to look at Louise Marie Frenette's website. I haven't asked her, but I'm sure this is fine. She would be happy to have you do that. And that is Louise Marie Frenette, all one word. You can Google that, or it's, as I said, Louise Marie Frenette dot Vix, V-I-X, dot com, I think.
Okay, wonderful. That's well, they can Google it and find it, I'm sure.
Okay, because there are videos there about the beautiful videos, and also they've been translated into English, the texts of them. Beautiful, about the light and the sun and all. So
wonderful.
She's the author of the main biography of Ivanov, and a really, really wonderful woman.
Absolutely wonderful. I was privileged to actually meet Violet once in California a number of years back before she passed on, when I met with Susan, who distributes the books and from California in English across the United States and even into Canada. So what a wonderful person, Violet. Beautiful, beautiful soul. So I mentioned earlier that we have our university, Mayer University, and coming up on August 20th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, we have a free Mayer University class sponsored by the Ascended Lady Master Kuan Yin, who is known as kind of the mother of the East, who brings compassion and kindness and tenderness and forgiving love to humanity, because she's a bodhisattva of mercy. So I encourage you to check that out. It's a free one-hour class from 7 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, August 20th on heartcenter.org. So, Penny, share with our audience today just a few final closing concepts that you would like them to understand of the importance of Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff's teachings and what we can do right now today to spiritualize our lives and to increase the radiance in our auras, to be more loving, and to really make progress spiritually. What can we do now?
Well, of course, another very central aspect of his teaching is about the human family, about becoming conscious of the fact that we are and must be and must live as one human family. And he talks about the cells, he talks about our body. The cells are all, you know, many different, they have specific works, they're individual, and so are our organs. But they're all working toward the harmony and health of this one organism. And he said we must live that way, learn to live that way as human beings, and ultimately bring in the golden age where there are no more borders, no more wars, no more hunger and suffering. That is the ideal. So if we hold, and our family life is the place of practice for us for that, and how and our work life, however we are relating to people, we can use these ideas of being disinterested, generous, to work together to overcome our sort of selfishness and our egos, and work toward this world where we really do function as one harmonious family. This is a long work, but an ideal to hold there every day. And we fail, and then we get back up, and we make understanding and learning, and remember the ideas, and go at it again, and hopefully grow from each step we take.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a privilege having you on our show today, Penny, and You are a wonderful divine being, as of course everybody is. And yet I've personally experienced your glow and your smile and your radiance, and I hope that we can meet again in this life sometime somewhere. We're actually going to Canada on a pilgrimage in September, and we had hoped to actually visit one of the spiritual communities of the Master in the Quebec, Montreal area, although unfortunately the very day that we're hoping to do that, they're not really available, and it's just not good timing. But maybe in a separate multiverse or wavelength, we're communicating already, and I know that many people who love the Master and his teachings are linking up in spirit on the inner and doing great spiritual work for humanity, for the planet, and bringing this new solar civilization into play, into reality upon Earth. So you've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and next week I will have the privilege of speaking with Danyon Brinkley. He died three times and has come back to talk about it, twice by lightning and then another time through a medical condition. He's written three best-selling books, New York Times best-selling books. The first was Saved by the Light, and he also has one called Secrets of the Light. He's working on his fourth book right now, and he's going to be sharing with me and with our audience 10 things to know before you go. He's worked in the hospice area. He's been at the bedside of, I believe it's over 3,000 individuals before they have passed on. An amazing individual. He started this hospice organization called the Twilight Brigade. He is hilarious. He is super wise, and he's got a gigantic heart. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he would like to share with us from what he's perceiving and receiving from the higher octaves of spirit, because he's tuned in just as Penny and the Master Omram Mikhail Ivanov are to these divine truths and cosmic understandings of the importance of what is going on right now on the earth and what we can be a part of to promote the divine master's vantage point and their works and their service for humanity. So again, it's been a privilege being with you. I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. And check us out, heartcentertalkradio.org or heartcenter.org. No apostrophe, heartscenter.org. Take care, God bless, and stay tuned to your higher self always. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome, Penny.
It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.